Morning. Bear with me. Let me take a deep breath. We're today, actually, December 1st marks the beginning of what is known as Advent. Traditionally, Advent is observed during the 4 weeks prior to Christmas, and it's a season dedicated to anticipating the arrival of our Savior. Many celebrate this time reflections on hope and love and peace and joy that we have in Jesus' birth, and now the anticipation of his return. Won't that be awesome? Isn't silence unnerving? You know, let me back up. Some of you know me a little bit. Others don't know me hardly at all. Dan has talked about me being working on a farm, but my working career was on a fire department. I worked for 22 years for the city of DeKalb, and several years prior to that for a volunteer department up near Rockford. And in that time, I became a firefighter, I became a paramedic, took on a lot of training and so on. But during my time in DeKalb Fire Department, I'm going to kind of zero in on that for right now. We had a lot of opportunities to tour buildings around the city of DeKalb and to tour businesses, and all in the name of training. Some of them were fun, training. Others were more serious, training. But we would go to tour these buildings so we would learn about the buildings, understand what was in that building, what might be a bad thing for us to come in contact with, or what was good stuff about it, the way we could get in and out of a building, and so on and so forth. Well, during one of those training tours, we were at NIU, which is a very large campus, we were touring the science building. And most people would think, it's science, whatever. They do the little experiments, throwing vinegar and baking soda and nothing to it, right? Well, that's quite not the case. In this science building, they have nuclear testing, they have biochemical testing, they have all kinds of stuff that's scary. So we were there to see where some of that stuff was, so we knew to stay away from it. You know, the saying of, if you see the fireman running, follow him. You need to be going that way too. Okay. Well, we were in this building, and we actually got to see, some of the nasty stuff that was in there. But in that building, science, they have a laboratory that's designed or set up for hearing and sound studies. And it was kind of interesting because they have a room inside of that laboratory or that area of the building that's probably about half the size of this room, and it's all designed where if a pin drops, you won't hear it because the sound gets absorbed into the walls and stuff. So it's a perfectly clean sound wise room, so you can have perfect silence in that room. So they said, well, you guys can go in there and experience what that's like, but let us tell you, it's a scary place to be in if you're not ready for it. It's very claustrophobic and very unnerving. So we said, we'll go. We like doing fun stuff like that. And we went inside of this room, and he was right. We walked in that room, about four or five of us, and as we were going in, we were chuckling, and we're going to have fun. It's good time in here. Shut the door, and it closed right in on us. Everybody had that same sensation go over us where it was you felt like you were being squeezed, and we went from chuckling and, you know, chatting amongst ourselves to dead silence. And it's amazing how much noise the act of living can make in a room where everything, you don't hear the echoes and you don't hear all that stuff. I heard my own heartbeat because just the movement of my shirt and stuff against, with the heart beating inside my chest, you could hear that, okay, because everything else went away. And everybody that was in there heard, had the same experience, perfect silence, and then all of a sudden you could hear life. During my time as a firefighter, we're trained to take care of chaotic events. You know, we get dispatched to incidents all the time that are, I mean, extreme chaos. From bar fights to car accidents to near riots, to mass shootings. I was on duty the day of the February 14th, the shooting at NIU. A scary time, very big mass shooting. Chaos ensued. I guess that's the word I want. I guess I need to get caught up on where I am. There we go. But we're trained to go on those kind of things and try to correct that, turn things around. Firefighters and paramedics and other first responders are dispatched and sent to places where someone is having the worst day of their life. And it doesn't matter what that thing is that is has interrupted their perfect life, somebody is having the worst day of their life. Even though it could be just a sprained finger, to them it's the worst thing that's ever happened to them. So as a paramedic and firefighter, we're trained to stop that stuff because inevitably things are going to happen. The goal is to reverse or quiet the chaos, return that person to some sort of normalcy or that place. I knew as a firefighter that my job was to reverse, slow down, or stop the chaos of an incident. Order is what's needed to be restored. Meds may need to be given. Electrical shocks may need to be given. Water needs to be put on that fire to put the fire out. Steel maybe needs to be removed. You know, in a car accident, firefighters and paramedics and rescue workers, we don't take the person out of the car, we take the car off of the person. Okay? So there's a lot going on at these incidents. All right. So Carl has gone from talking about Advent and the anticipation of Jesus' return to quiet, to very frenzied craziness. So how does that relate to us? Well, let's take a look at Psalm 46:10. Be silent and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. And then verse 11 goes on, the Lord Almighty is here among us. Oh, yes, he is, isn't he? The trick for me with that verse is the silent part, being silent, or at peace. In this world, there's a lot of frenzy and chaos that goes on around us all the time. There's all kinds of noise happening. keeping me from hearing God's word, hearing what God's trying to tell me. In most cases, all that is make peace around you. God is very good and faithful to us. He'll talk to us if we are attentive to his words. We have to be peaceful and silent and listen. Through history, God has spoken to man. And I thought it was interesting that our Sunday school lesson this morning was just about that. God speaks to us. Now I'm telling us, yep, he's speaking to us, but all we got to do is listen. We've got to be silent. Even though that silence is so hard to maintain. You know, when my introduction into this, I got quiet. And I looked around the room, and you guys were all, don't look at me. Just like when we were in school and the teacher would ask a question and look around the room, and we're all, don't pay attention to me. That's that silence thing, and we're scared of that. But God will talk to us if we listen to him. Through history, Adam and Eve, God talked to them. They didn't listen very good, or didn't understand what he was saying maybe, but they didn't listen very good. Noah, Moses, and then with Advent coming, Mary and Joseph were spoken to through an angel. And what did that angel tell them? Don't be frightened. Don't be scared. But something cool is going to happen. Thankfully, they listened well and took care of things that needed to happen. There were others, too, that through the Bible were spoken to by God, and some did listen, others didn't, and, you know, God disciplines, too. But when we're trying to set the platform for being able to listen to God, and we're trying to be quiet, and we're trying to be peaceful, God will help us do that if we listen to him, and we just get quiet in our own heads, in our own minds. This is a chaotic world, you know. There's so much happening around us, and so much swirling around, and this frenzy that's happening, and it's all, you know, evil and the devil trying to stir up the world, that we don't listen to God. In Mark 4, 38 and 39, Jesus was, if I remember the story correctly, Jesus was with his disciples, and they were out on a boat. I think they were going from one side of the ocean to the, or a sea to the other. Jesus was sleeping at the back of the boat with his head on a pillow. I think that's an interesting word picture. Jesus was sleeping through this frenzy, because as what we read in the previous verses is that there was a storm happening. The wind was blowing, the waves were rolling. You know, this boat was, I'm sure it wasn't some big cruise ship. It was something that somebody was probably rowing to get across the water. And Jesus was sleeping with his head on a pillow. And I looked at two different versions of the Bible for that verse. His head was on a pillow. That's what it said. Okay, he was relaxing. He was comfortable. He was at peace. Okay, they frantically woke him, saying, "Teacher, don't you care that we are going to drown?" When he woke, he rebuked the wind and said to the water, "Quiet down." Now, this was Jesus doing that, but God will do that for us. He'll tell the world around us. He'll give us that peace so we can listen to him. All we have to do is listen. Be quiet and listen. be quiet and know he's God. And the sleeping with his head on the pillow and all that, it reminded me of a story while I was at the fire station. I worked with a guy that, great friend of mine. He started 2 weeks before I did on the fire department. And he was an awesome guy. But on an ambulance call, one of those frenzied ambulance calls where, you know, we got to keep busy here or this person's not going to do well. I remember it happening several times where I had to get, Eric, sit down, relax, because he would be going from one end, that can't be what we do when we're talking about or being with God and having our ears open and being silent and being at peace to hear God. You know, Eric would, once you got him settled down, then we could get our business done. And he and I were a great partnership. You know, we took care of things that needed to happen. I would describe it as I had to get Eric off the ceiling during that call again and get him down here where we could, because he was kind of like a cat. I know that I can rest in this noisy world or in this rocky boat because I know that God has me. He's going to take care of me. We don't need to silence the world around us. We need to be silent so we can hear what God is telling us. God will help us to separate those distractions and keep us on track for what direction we need to go and how we need to be there. Lamentations 3, 25 and 26. It's one of those books that's, I used to know where that was. Verse 25. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. 26. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. We've got to slow things down and quiet ourselves so we can hear what God is saying to us and what direction he wants us to go or where he wants us to be. Ecclesiastes 3:7. There's a time to keep silent, and there's a time to speak. I think that's interesting. Silence is first. We listen, and then maybe speak. No, I didn't just get a text. I'm going to look one up in my phone here. Ecclesiastes 5, verses 1 and 2. Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools. For they consider not that they do evil. Be not rash with thy mouth. Let thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore, let thy words be few. That kind of reminds me of a saying that I'm not sure where it came from. I heard it, or maybe I came up with it somewhere along the line. But it's better to be quiet and thought of as a fool than to open your mouth and remove all doubt. You know, that this is kind of where verse 1 and 2 in my eyes is going. God's telling, don't just start yapping. Think about what you're going to say. Listen to what others have to say before you talk. All right, so we have the being quiet part down pretty well. Now, I must listen and hear what God is telling us, telling me. Hebrews 3:15. But never forget the warning. Today you must listen to his voice. Don't harden your hearts against him as Israel did when they rebelled. Listen to him. Psalm 95:6-7. Come, let us bow down, let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God. We are the people he watches over, the sheep under his care. Oh, that you would listen to his voice today. So we're being quiet. Now we have to listen and hear what he's saying. Need to meditate on God's word every day and be still and hear what God is saying. Remember what it said in Ecclesiastes 3:7? Be silent, be still, and then hear what he's got to say. And save the speaking for later. Then you wonder, will I audibly hear what God has to say? Well, the short answer to that is maybe. I don't know whether I have audibly heard what God had to say to me. I feel like God has spoken to me and given me direction. But I know that for us to hear what God is trying to get our hard heads to listen to or to hear, we have to be still and we have to listen. A third part of that is praying to God. I think we can do that through stillness and quietness. God's power and his word is all around us. Everything that is from God. So, you know, the Sunday school lesson this morning was from Genesis 1, and I was going to talk about Genesis 1. We need to be quiet and listen to his word, right? Listen to what God has to say. Well, God's word, like I just said, is all around us. Genesis 1, God said, let there be water, and there was. God said, let there be plants and trees and fruit and vegetables and all this stuff for the earth. Then God said, let there be light in the firmament. And when you look at Genesis 1, that's interesting because he has water that's on earth, water that's in the heavens, and then a firmament that's between there, because he talks about the water being above the firmament and then on the earth. Then God said, let there be fish and fowl. Awesome. God is everywhere. God said, let there be living creatures. And then God said, let there be man. So God is everywhere. God's word is everywhere. It's kind of, during Sunday school, this one kind of came to me too. You know, it is interesting that the world's look on the earth is that it's been here for thousands of years, millions of years, but the timeline and such with the Bible and so on, probably not quite that many years. Maybe more like about 6,000 years. But no matter how you look at it, everything that God made back in Genesis 1 The first thing he made was water, right? That's all still here. God's word is here in the water. God's word is here in the earth. God's word is here in the plants and the trees. And God's word is here in us. We've got to listen to it. I just can't get past in my own head, and it came up again this morning in the Sunday school, is that how everything that God made is still here on the earth. Even though it was thousands of years ago, if you look at the earth, the worldly look on it, it was millions of years, that stuff is still here. The water that he made, we drink water today that Jesus may have drank. Because it's still here on this earth. Let me look at one more verse. James 1, verse 19. Through 25. Dear friends, be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. I have to work on that one. I have a short fuse, and I admit it. My family knows it. In general, I explode, and then I'm over it. But anyway, I digress there. Dear friends, be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Your anger can never make things right in God's sight. So get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives, and humbly accept the message God has planted in your hearts, for it is strong enough to save your souls. And remember, it is a message to obey, not just listen to. If you don't obey, you are only fooling yourselves. For if you just listen and don't obey, it's like looking at yourself, your face in a mirror, but doing nothing to improve your appearance. You see yourself. Walk away and forget what you look like. But if you keep looking steadily into God's perfect law, the law that sets you free, and if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. Don't let the noise of this world, the world around us, steal the peace that God has for us, especially in this time of Advent. We have so much peace to look forward to, and the thought of Jesus' return. He came once as a baby. Now we can look forward to him returning. And I guess I'm kind of like Miranda's son. Like, boy, this took a long time to prepare it. And a very short time to give it back. But thank you.